The content in this audio recording provides general information, however, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. Information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. Over 50s and new relationships. Are prenups effective? If you're over 50 and either in a new relationship or embarking on a new one, you may be looking into whether a prenuptial agreement or financial agreement is something you need. In this audio recording, I'll unpack what a prenup or financial agreement is, when they should be considered, whether they are legally binding in Australia, whether they will stand up in court, and how long a prenup or financial agreement will last for. So to begin, what's a prenup? The term prenup or prenuptial agreement is often used to refer to a type of binding financial agreement, often abbreviated to BFA. They are used both in marriages and de facto relationships when they are sometimes referred to as cohabitation agreements. It is a document that provides clarity as to what will happen to your property if a relationship breaks down. It takes into account what you and your partner each brought to the relationship, as well as whatever property you may have jointly acquired. The goal of a prenup is to detail an agreement that two people have agreed upon and avoids disputes that could end up in court. Typically, these agreements provide for parties to each retain what they brought into a relationship or fixed entitlements, such as providing for one party to receive a specific amount if the relationship breaks down after a certain number of years have passed, or in some cases using a percentage formula. When should financial agreements be considered? A prenup or financial agreement can be a difficult topic for a couple to discuss because, of course, every couple wants to believe their relationship will last. However, the future is uncertain, and it is always a lot easier to discuss a topic like this with your partner now than it would be in the event of a relationship breakdown where communication may be a lot more challenging. Having a prenup allows both you and your partner to clarify your position on finances and provides a level of certainty with regard to a final division of property that you would not otherwise have. If you have previously experienced a relationship breakdown, then you will know that deciding who gets what can be both stressful and expensive. You may also know that it can take a lot longer to be resolved than you might like. Distributions of property vary according to individual circumstances. Estimates of a potential settlement vary from lawyer to lawyer, and the eventual outcome in the family court may be entirely different again. You may wish to consider a prenup if you're entering into a relationship later in life after you, for instance, have been divorced. A prenup or BFA is particularly relevant if you are bringing significant assets to your new relationship. If you have children from a previous relationship, you may wish to use a prenup or BFA as a way of ensuring your assets will remain available to your children. Other common reasons to consider a prenup include if you stand to inherit significant wealth, or have or will eventually have a share in a family business. Alternatively, if your family have advanced you and or your partner a loan, or gifted either of you money, it may be wise to sign a financial agreement that specifies whether that advance was a gift or a loan. That agreement should also detail how this is to be treated in the event of a relationship breakdown. This is vital to avoid a circumstance where the family court might define it as something else. You may also wish to consider a prenup or BFA if there is a considerable disparity between what you own and what your partner owns. Is a prenup legally binding in Australia? A properly drafted prenup or BFA is difficult to set aside, but it is not impossible. Financial agreements like these can be challenged on the basis that the prescribed procedure has not been followed. One of the common challenges relates to the requirement that both parties to the agreement receive independent legal advice. You and your partner should seek advice from different lawyers and make sure you have allowed enough time for the terms to be negotiated, reviewed, and agreed upon. A good lawyer will ensure that you understand exactly what you are signing and that you are not under any kind of pressure to sign the document. Another basis for challenging a prenup or BFA is a lack of disclosure by one or both of the parties. Full disclosure of your assets is important when drafting a financial agreement because it is necessary to ensure that both you and your partner understand the significance and possible impact of what you are signing. Your individual situation and surrounding circumstances needs to be taken into account, and a person cannot waive their rights to property that they did not know exists. Do prenups and financial agreements stand up in court? A well-drafted prenup or financial agreement should mean that neither you nor your partner will need a lawyer in the event of separation, as the processes to follow will be provided for and will be able to be followed in some cases by your accountants assisting you. However, no agreement is completely guaranteed to go unchallenged. Your partner may attempt to challenge the agreement, but this does not necessarily mean that your agreement will be set aside. We liken prenuptial and financial agreements to a shield. The shield provides you with protection, but like any shield, you will have to hold it up to use it, meaning that if your partner challenges the agreement, then you will need to oppose the application in court. How often should you review your agreement? We recommend you review your financial agreement every 5 years. Although, the timing of a review may also be dictated by the terms of the agreement, as some may attach a list of all property and require that list to be regularly updated. This should be carefully considered when drafting the agreement, as any failure to update the list of property as provided for in the agreement may then adversely affect your ability to enforce it. Your lawyer will need to consider both commercial enforceability as well as compliance with the legal requirements when drafting your agreement. Signing the agreement. Suggesting and signing a prenuptial or financial agreement, while possibly a difficult topic to broach with your partner, can provide you with peace of mind. It ensures that if the relationship ends, both you and your partner will know where you stand financially. Possibly the most significant advantage is that having one can remove one of the key stressors of such an event. Given the significance of such a document, it is important for it to be carefully drafted and that both of you receive independent legal advice to ensure that you understand exactly what you are signing and the proper procedure is followed.